There's been talk for years about extending Southeast Alaska's road system. Projects range from the Skagway-Juneau Highway to a road-tunnel combo crossing Baranoff Island to the Bradfield Canal Road to Canada. But little has been built. This year's capital budget aims to get the bulldozers moving.
The governor has a roads and resources program mainly focused on up north for the big money. And looking around southeast, we have similar interests.
That's Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who assembles the budget as co-chairman of his chamber's finance committee. He wants to take a different approach, using state general funds rather than money from Washington, D.C.
So rather than concentrate on this federal process, which is like two-lane paved blacktop roads, which never get built, I want to concentrate on 18-foot wide roads with turnouts, gravel, that just transportation corridors that, you know, maybe 30, 40 years from now, they may be upgraded.
The biggest road on the list at about 50 miles would connect the village of Cake to the city of Petersburg. It's tagged for $40 million and could be built along with a power line. A ferry crossing Wrangell Narrows would also be needed. Stedman says the Cake-Petersburg route would connect logging roads and access some timber stands along the way. Two shorter routes are on Gravina Island, the location of Ketchikan's airport. One, slated for $5 million, would connect Bostwick on the south side of the island to Valnar Bay on the north. The other project, at $2.5 million, would go to the former Seeley Sawmill site. Stedman says it could be redeveloped to support the Niblack mine on Prince of Wales Island.
We've got the potential of having a mine, you know, brought in, and it would be nice to have facilities available for the processing of some of the material sources from the mine, and we need to get some road access and some improvements.
The capital budget also includes $19 million toward Shelter Cove Road. The approximately 20-mile route would extend Ketchikan's road system east from Harriet Hunt Lake to the cove. It would also open up access to other roads that are now unconnected. The route would include existing logging roads, and Stedman says the corridor has some timber potential. Another project in the budget would extend the north end of Sitka's road system from near the community's ferry terminal to Catlin Bay. The approximately 5-mile route, priced at $14 million, is part of a legislative bonds package that could go before voters later this year. Stedman says it would connect the road system to property owned by the Sheattica and Sea Alaska Native Corporations, which could extract gravel or rock or harvest timber.
So if we can get access to Catlin Bay, then they could, you know, create some employment and do some restoration in that valley. It's been, you know, it was logged in the 60s or so, late 50s, and there'd be a lot of recreation opportunities and things like that also.
Another Roads to Resources project would spend $2.5 million improving the Klondike Highway. That runs from Skagway north and is used to haul ore from Yukon mines. The budget also includes a number of repair or upgrade projects for local roads. Stedman says budget writers consulted with state transportation officials and the U.S. Forest Service before deciding on the larger projects. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.